Hello and welcome to How Legends Are Made. This is Dan Blackburn and I am your host. Welcome, Legendary Maniacs. How are you? How is your day today? Today is July the 18th, 2014. We're almost halfway through the summer, my friends. I hope you're having a great summer. I hope you're making it legendary. Hey, I'm going to help you take your legendary game to an all-time high. So buckle up, grab a comfy seat in the front row. Booyah. It always hasn't been this way for me. 20 years ago, I was at rock bottom, did something, made a change, made some choices, got to where I wanted to be. You can do it too. If you want to find out more about this show, get registered to iTunes, subscribe, all that good stuff, go to howlegendsaremade.ca and check it out. When you're there, the first chapter of my new book is there. It's free. It's all yours. Go and grab your copy and get yourself to the front of the line. So when the book is ready, comes hot off the presses, you'll be not only the first to know, but you'll be the first to have one. True story. Hey, welcome to How Legends Are Made radio show. Today's episode is Miracle. So starting today's show off with some condolences. My amazing partner, girlfriend, love of my life, lost a very, very close friend of hers. She was more than a friend. She was like family, mentor, coach, leader, confidant, and truly, truly an amazing, amazing woman. She was battling cancer like so many people are out there. If you are, if you've recovered, if you know someone who is, I'll say a little prayer for you. Cancer, they say now, touches every family, first, second generation, and it's awful. So a big, warm hug to Stephanie and my condolences. And hey, babe, you're going to get through this. And you listening, whatever you have going on in your life, you are going to get through it too. So that brought me to the topic today of miracle. So it's interesting, when we talk about a miracle, most people, I was talking to some people today, and when I asked them a question, what do you think a miracle is? What does it mean to you? The responses I got were not surprising. They typically have it connected to in their mind about someone being saved, someone about to die, all the odds against them. They somehow find a cure. They find a way through. They get the ailment, the challenge, the hurdle, the thing that was in their way taken care of. It disappears. And this can happen quickly or it can be a long, slow process. But at the end of the day, that is what a lot of people consider a miracle. And the truth is, you are a walking miracle. We all are a walking miracle. You see, today as I was talking about miracles, someone shared some information with me and they said that, you know, there are more grains of sand on the earth than we can count that we think are even feasible. If I said to you how much sand is on the earth, you'd, you know, between in the ocean, out of the ocean, I mean, It's I would say infinity. But the truth is there are more stars in the sky than there are grains of sand on the earth. More stars in the sky than there are grains of sand on the earth. And here's the thing, that although I don't know where all the sand is and I can't touch it and feel it, see it, but I have a concept of what the sand is, where it is, the capabilities, all that good stuff, sitting on a beach in Dominican Republic or Mexico or down here where I live by Lake Ontario in Toronto, Canada. Big shout out. I at least have a scope of it, but the stars are hard to understand because I don't see all of the stars. These stars are, you know, millions and millions of miles away. So I can't see them. You can't see them. So sometimes the thing I can't see, I don't believe. I'll say that again because it's maybe true for you. The thing I don't see, I can't believe. So when this person shared this info with me, I was taken aback and they said, yeah, but hold on, it gets better. So I'm going to share this with you. Hold on, it gets better. What they went on to say was that there are more cells in the human body than there are stars in the sky. More cells in your human body than there are stars in the sky. That blew me away. So not only can I not see, understand, comprehend the quantity of stars that are up there, what this person told me was there are more cells in our body than there are even stars. And again, that's phenomenal to me because I can't see the cells. I take them for granted, which brings me to the point of why you are awesome, why you are a miracle. Think about it. You have that many cells in your body, and those cells are connected to each other so that they can, in order, they can perform tasks. You can grow. You can evolve. You can make, you can be functionally strong. You can make movements. Think of everything you do in your body. It starts at a cellular level. So is that not mind-blowing? If that's not a miracle, the fact that you made it on this planet, the fact that you are here, that you survived, that you arrived, that you were made, that the cells came together and created you like you are, and there's no one else like you, you're unique, you're one of a kind, truly are one of a kind, that in and of itself is miraculous. You are unique. Billions and billions and billions of people, and you are unique. That's incredible. It's amazing. And now to realize that you have that many cells in your body that made you, that created your growth, that created your functioning, that creates all the things you do in your life, your thoughts, your actions, your behaviors, your decisions, your choices, where you go, what you do, how tall you are, the color of your hair, the color of your eyes. All of those things begin at a cellular level. So if some or one of your cells is out of alignment, not doing what it's supposed to be doing, not working to its capacity or in the function in which it's designed, then that impacts you. That changes something. I'm not a doctor, I'm not a scientist, so I don't know specifically what it changes, but it changes something that all your cells are accounted for. Say this again, all of your cells are accounted for. If someone built a computer that's as complex as you, they would take it on the open market and it would be the one of a kind, miraculous computer like no one has seen before. And it would be the talk of the town and CNN and every broadcast network and every channel and every internet station and every talk show host and every TV show would want that piece of equipment there because it would be so amazing. Well, you are that machine. You are that person. You are the cells combined that create you the way you are. That, my friends, is a miracle. It's miraculous that you are who you are. So the three quick tips today is be grateful for what you have and who you are. Be grateful for what you have and who you are. And it's not about getting more stuff. Stuff is good. Don't get me wrong. I love my stuff. But that's not at a cellular level. You make choices to get stuff. But at a cellular level, the sheer fact that you are here is a miracle. So whether you drive a red car, a green car, a blue car, an orange car, whether your car is big, small, fast, slow, rusted, not rusted, 5-speed, automatic, manual, 6-speed, 7-speed, sports car, SUV. Doesn't matter, people. Doesn't matter. You as a person at a cellular level is the same. You are awesome, baby. You are awesome. And here's the thing. Much like me, my inability to see the stars, my inability to see, to touch, to feel, to know, to become intimate with my cells. Crazy as that sounds, that is kind of weird. being intimate with your cells, but my inability to see them, have them slide off my radar. I don't recognize their value. I don't recognize how important they are to who I am, where I go, and what I do. Who I am, where I go, and what I do. So bring those cells, bring your miraculous hoodness. It's not a word, but I'm going to use it. It's your miraculous hoodness. Bring it into perspective. Bring it back into the sight line. And even if you physically can't see the cells, bring it. Bring them in. Have a look at them. Be aware that they are there. The other thing is, and this is important for everybody who gets caught doing stuff, you're a miracle. So the stuff that's happening around you doesn't have to impact you. It doesn't have to change you. You see, because it's never what happens to you that creates your reality. It's what you're, it's what you tell yourself the things mean while they're happening to you that create your reality. So be grateful. Think of yourself as a miracle, as this massive creature, this massive structure of awesomeness that's oozing awesomeness out of every corner, because that's the truth. That's what you are. That's who you are. That's what you do. That's how you were made. You were made in miraculous ways. You continue to exist in miraculous ways. And hey, the third thing, do you like gifts? If I had a gift for you, would you like your gift? Or do you only like gifts that you want? Because the gifts that you don't want, do you call those challenges, struggles, hurdles, things you don't want? Well, they're also gifts. But again, because we lose perspective of how miraculous we are and we focus on what the stuff around us means and we get all tangled up in that stuff, the troubles, the struggles, the trials and tribulations, the things that happen in and around your life, we put so much focus on that stuff that we lose sight that we're a miracle. So it doesn't matter what happens to me. It doesn't matter what someone says, what they do, where they go, where I go. I'm the miracle. And the guy sitting across from me is a miracle. And the person beside me is a miracle. So when I respect and appreciate myself, I appreciate and respect other people. You are a miracle. Plain and simple. If you want to debate it, then I guess you can debate it on your own. But you're not going to debate it with me, because I'm not going to believe anything other than the fact that you are a miracle, my friends. You are a miracle. Hey, it's always a joy to podcast for you. I love doing these shows. I do them all random times a day, sometimes super early, sometimes late the night before. Sometimes I do the midday, but either way, I love sharing my content with you. So if there's something that you would like to share with me, feedback, comments, ideas, thoughts, go to howlegendsaremade.ca and share away. I'm looking for your feedback. If there's a topic that you'd like me to bring to the table, hey, I'm all ready. I'm willing to do that too. Go to howlegendsaremade.ca, subscribe, get your free chapter of my upcoming book, and enjoy, have fun, kick back, relax, enjoy. Like I said in yesterday's podcast, go with the flow, my friends, go with the flow, and you are a miracle. That's it. It's simple. It's easy. It's sweet, straight to the point. You're a miracle. That's it. Nothing more needed to be said. Over and out. Roger. I am Dan Blackburn. That's it for me. I am out of here. Hey, but one last thing. Remember, dream, plan, and execute yourself to an amazingly awesome, miraculous, legendary life. Talk real soon. Booyah!